Pushkin.
Where do you see your career in 10 years? What are you doing now to help you get there? The sooner you start enhancing your skills, the sooner you'll be ready. That's why AARP has reskilling courses in a variety of categories like marketing and management to help your income live as long as you do. That's right. AARP has a bevy of free skill-building courses for you to choose from because the steps you choose to take today will help you love what you do in the future. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine you're going to buy a car. You go to the lot, you test drive the car, you tell the sales guy, I like it, I want to buy it. And the sales guy says, go ahead, drive away. Car is yours. And you say, okay, great, but how much is this car going to cost? And the sales guy goes, I don't know, I can't tell you. Maybe it's $20,000, maybe it's $30,000, maybe it's $40,000. We'll send you a bill in like a month when we figure it out. This is obviously absurd. It's not the way buying a car works, but it is a lot like the way it works when you go to the hospital for, say, surgery. Nobody can tell you in advance exactly how much it's going to cost. And then a month later, when you don't have any painkillers left to blunt the impact, you get the bill. Surprise! I'm Jacob Goldstein, and this is What's Your Problem? My guest today is Chris Severn, the co-founder and CEO of Turquoise Health. Chris's problem is this. How do you make healthcare prices transparent? Not just for consumers, but for hospitals, insurers, businesses, for everybody. People have been trying to solve this problem for decades, but there's a good reason to think that this time really is different. In 2019, the federal government issued a new rule. This rule said insurers and hospitals are going to have to publish their prices. Not just the fake list prices that nobody pays, but the actual, real, negotiated prices. This rule is just starting to take effect. And Chris says its impact in the long run could be huge.
So it's a pretty simple story. You know, before 2019, the true price of healthcare was unknown to anybody who wasn't privy to these contracts negotiated between insurance companies and hospitals.
And this is an insane fact.
Oh, insane.
I mean, it's obviously true if you're a patient and you're going to go and they can't tell you, is it going to cost $1,000? Is it going to cost $5,000? They can't tell you. But like one hospital didn't know what another hospital was charging, different insurers getting wildly different rates, like just a weird, weird, huge money world.
Exactly. And it is crazy. And that's the world that sort of I professionally grew up in for 10 years. And we were just used to it. You know, these secret PDF contracts that were protected as trade secrets could not be disclosed. There were these things called gag clauses.
When you say you grew up and you were a consultant for hospital billing, basically, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, there's an interesting nugget in ACA that required hospitals to disclose their standard charges was the word.
Okay. And the ACA is basically the Obamacare law that was passed more than 10 years ago now, right?
Yep. And nothing really happened with that for a while. And then legislators started turning attention and rulemakers started turning attention to it, saying, hey, we really need to get the prices of healthcare out there. We're going to, and this came through the Trump executive orders in 2019. There were a few of them. Hospitals must disclose their standard charges for the price of healthcare, and insurance companies must disclose their standard charges.
So you've been working in basically hospital billing, right? Hospital revenue. You see this rule come, and like, when do you decide to start the company? And like, how does it fit with this story?
Yeah, so the rule was proposed. So the executive order, I remember where I was with my co-founder, Adam, because we were running a business together separately, or separate from Turquoise. And we saw the rule come out. We were like, are you reading this the same way I am? Yeah. We're like, I think this means all these contracts we see are going to become public.
If it is what you think it is, it's going to be a big deal, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. This is going to totally flip the economics of healthcare on its head. It could create true consumerism in healthcare. It could create true macroeconomic pressures in healthcare. And I want to be a part of it, essentially.
So it's this moment when healthcare, when this giant part of the economy that has been opaque is going to get less opaque. It's going to get more transparent. You think maybe patients will finally be able to actually figure out what healthcare is going to cost. Maybe they'll be able to shop around. And you decide to start this company, Turquoise Health, to kind of get in on this moment. What exactly are you setting out to do?
So we decided late 2020 that we were going to build the price transparency page of every hospital. You know, a hospital's website's not very good. They're going to hide this information. So at the time, I went on a New Year's vacation with my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, and I was on my computer New Year's Eve checking hospital websites with Adam, my co-founder, and we were basically waiting for these files to come live, these pricing files to come live. And I remember laying out by the pool with my laptop and just like refreshing common health system pages, because these files ended up being so hidden, just like we predicted, on every hospital's website. So to go find them, to make sense of them, became really our whole challenge of last year, 2021.
And then this year, there was another step, right, where insurers also had to post what they pay for each procedure for each hospital, yes? That was just this summer, right?
Yeah. This is step two, and that is just another huge watershed moment.
So can we go online right now and like actually look at something that will sort of help me understand kind of how this works and why it's meaningful?
Yeah. So how would you like me to do it? Would you want to pull up a page or?
So I have turquoise.health and it says enter service name or code and it has a zip code.
Yeah, exactly.
What's a good basic service that's going to, just tell me what to enter. Just talk me through it.
Yeah, I usually type in colonoscopy.
Okay. There's a lot of different subsets that auto-populate. Is there one particular version of it I should type in?
Yeah, maybe some diagnostic. Colonoscopy is pretty common.
Okay, colonoscopy, comma, diagnostic.
Yep.
And the zip code here in New York. Okay, so I got 126 results.
Yep.
And it looks like what it's showing me first is the cash price. So there's Memorial Sloan Kettering, very well-known hospital, $4,136. So seems like a lot. But then I scroll down and I see New York Presbyterian, Weill Cornell Medical Center, also fine institution, $11,700. So the difference between $4,000 and $11,700 for the same procedure is huge. We kind of know this, right? It's absurd. We also know that the cash price is not that meaningful, right? It's sort of arbitrary. It's weird. Most people don't pay it. So it also says see all rates. Should I click that? Is that where the action is?
Yeah. And when you see all rates, you'll see a drop down of whatever insurance plans they disclosed.
So let me do, one of them doesn't take my insurance, which is kind of surprising to me.
Yeah,
in fact, this can't be right. There's no way Sloan Kettering doesn't take Cigna and doesn't take Blue Cross, right? There's no way.
And so the open secret in healthcare, in our industry, is that even though the rule required hospitals to disclose their negotiated rates, their prices for healthcare, pricing often is not that simple. It's not a flat dollar amount. And so sometimes the way that a rate is calculated is using a formula or convoluted math. So they omit it.
So is this not that useful yet? Is that what I should take away from this? That like this really common procedure at this really big hospital, they don't have the information for like really big insurance companies. That seems like a problem.
And now what we have is a bit of Swiss cheese, you know? Yeah. You sometimes find the rate and sometimes you're left scratching your head.
Swiss cheese with maybe more hole than cheese at this point still. We don't have all the information we need yet. Like, is it coming?
Yep. So we're at a snapshot in time where this is still, you know, we're in the first inning. And as of July 1st, we mentioned that payer rule that came out. That payer rule remedies the issue that you're looking at. And that means that companies like Turquoise can fill in the gaps of what you just mentioned. So we probably now have in our data the Cigna rate for Memorial Sloan Kettering.
And you're going to add that if I come back in, what, a month, 6 months? When's it going to be there?
Yeah, this is pretty new. So we're 49 days in and we're going to be rolling out services at a time. So, you know, realistically, 1 to 2 months from now for common services like that,
okay,
you would
so
see
soon.
Those.
Really
yeah.
soon.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot of optimism.
So okay. Some of the data's there now, but kind of not enough, right? There's some critical mass and like, we're almost there. There's going to be a lot more information available about pricing in a really granular way soon.
Yes.
So then the big question is like, what's it going to mean? Who's going to do what with it?
We have a couple of different products. One is a data product that's basically like, get an idea of the rates in XYZ region. And so who would use this? And a new surgery center may use this to figure out where to set up shop.
Uh-huh. So you have money, you're an investor, you want to start surgery centers, and you see that this particular kind of surgery that you are set up to do is like really expensive at a certain place. You might go open your surgery center there and offer it at a lower price.
Yeah. It's so silly. I'm a nerd, but I get goosebumps thinking about that. Cause it's like, if you see that there is a health system that is, you know, got the whole northeast portion of a state just on lock and their prices are really high. And now you might see a savvy entrepreneur say, hey, I'm going to plop a bunch of orthopedic surgeons out in northeast forever. And we're going to start undercutting this health system because we know how much it costs to do this procedure.
So that's one. What are some other kind of lines of business for you? What other kinds of people or institutions are paying you?
Yeah. So one example is we have several startup insurance companies paying us.
Okay.
And these startup insurance companies say, hey, wow, some of those other insurance companies in my market don't seem to be operating efficiently in negotiating appropriate prices for this population. And we think we can create a leaner health insurance platform so that we could charge, our patients pay less and they have a better member experience. And so that's, I'd say that's in the same vein as like a large employer will come to us and say, hey, we've been working with this carrier for a long time. And we just want to see if there are other options out there and if we're getting a fair deal. And that's a very common conversation we have.
Are like big hospitals coming to you also? Are big insurance companies? I mean, so far you've talked about the kind of startup-y, you know, disruptor types. What about the kind of big incumbents? Are they your clients?
Yeah, there's a lot of the big incumbents they're concerned. They're concerned they're overpriced. They're concerned that they are not doing all they can to get patients. And so they are coming to us.
And part of the thing with hospitals is they're not just competing with other hospitals, right? They're also competing with places like outpatient surgery centers. And it seems like there's huge potential for price competition there.
Yeah, so we talked earlier about a knee meniscus repair. If you get that knee meniscus repair done in a hospital outpatient department, you have a different cost structure because that hospital has to run, lights have to stay on, they have a bunch of employees. And meanwhile, you know, 5 miles down the road, there may be a surgery center with a very comparable surgeon and the cost structure is just simpler. You know, they've got the anesthesiologist, they've got a smaller building, they've got fewer nurses, simpler billing practices, simpler contracts. A lot of these surgery center contracts are just almost like a restaurant menu.
Can you give me just a sense? I mean, I could go look it up or we could look it up, but do you know, if meniscus repair is one you look at a lot,
yep,
more or less, what might the price be at the hospital versus at a surgery center?
Yeah, very common to see common knee procedures and shoulder procedures, all those kind of like ligament surgeries, to run in the 20 to 30 to 40 grand range at a hospital all in. And then at a surgery center, sometimes, you know, 5 to 10.
So huge.
Huge,
so like
huge,
10,
huge.
10 versus 30 yep. is wildly different.
Yeah, that happens all throughout the US.
That's extraordinary. Let's just sit in that for a sec, right? Like, I know we're used to healthcare, blah, 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 but like that's out of control in some way. Like, that shouldn't persist. That doesn't make sense. And why has that persisted until now? I mean, is part of it market power? Is it that in a lot of places there's basically one hospital, and so the insurance company kind of has to pay what the hospital asks because it's the only hospital?
That's a huge part of it. That's probably the main driving thing. It's just market power and no other options.
So it's kind of an antitrust problem. Although if you recognize the surgery center as part of the market, then like there's a solution. You don't have to go to the hospital. There is a competitor.
Well, that is the problem. How easy is it to affect change in the market? Like, how easy is it for a top orthopedic surgeon to open a surgery center and to move out of the hospital environment?
And is that a regulatory question? Is it a sort of access to capital question? Like, what affects that?
It's all the above. Regulatory, access to capital, comp, practice privileges. You know, once you're out, you're out. Like, forget about... Like
you can't... If the hospital says if you go open a surgery center, you can't admit patients to the hospital anymore? They do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's definitely a thing. So how easy is it for this side of service shift to occur?
Yeah.
And so there are a bunch of barriers, and I think price transparency forces will work to, you know, beat down those barriers.
Okay, but really, really, what is it going to take to get to a world where we know what a trip to the hospital is going to cost before we go to the hospital? That's coming up after the break. How do you create present and future value? Cross Country Consulting is a leading provider of specialized finance, operations, and technology advisory services. As a trusted advisor to Fortune 500 companies, emerging growth market leaders, and private equity sponsors, the firm solves today's most pressing challenges and creates present and future enterprise value with tailored, integrated solutions for accounting, risk, technology-enabled transformation, and transactions. They are a distinctly different type of advisory firm, founded on a core set of values and an unwavering commitment to creating a better experience for their people. Their unique culture enables them to attract and retain the best talent in the industry, who, in turn, provide exceptional service to their clients. Working as a strategic partner and collaborative part of your team, Cross Country helps you see around corners to generate value for your business. Headquartered in Washington, D.C., Cross Country has employees across the United States and in strategic international locations. The future-ready business, in sight and within reach. Go to crosscountry-consulting.com to learn more. Think of some of the classic partners in business. Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, maybe. Also, you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. There are key moments, critical turning points in every business, and Shopify can be there to help you. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/problem. Go to shopify.com/problem now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/problem. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you're a small business owner, listen up. Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're actually choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers
and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers. They do everything from hyper-targeting best fit prospects through campaign optimization. Upswell Marketing's unique approach includes direct mail, search engine marketing, and social media ads, and has fueled more than 10,000 small business success stories. Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no-obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies. Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com.
Now, back to the show.
What's a thing you haven't figured out how to do yet? What's like a problem you've been kind of working on, but you feel like you haven't really cracked yet?
So there's two big ones. One is, how do we convince and or enable the providers and payers to agree to an upfront price for healthcare? So a hard problem we're working on is for your average insured patient to give them an upfront binding price that the hospital and the insurance company will stand by.
And there's a new rule coming that seems relevant, right? Where the kind of the explanation of benefits that you get after you go, whatever, to the doctor, you're supposed to be able to get that before you go, right? That's like a thing that's coming. Is that relevant here?
Yeah, and that is a huge complexity ahead of us, and it's still dependent on new rulemaking coming out of the government any day.
I mean, it's part of it. Like, there is some amount of actual complexity in healthcare where, like, the body is complicated.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going to happen. Like, there's a reason, you know, when, especially if somebody's really sick, they got a lot of things wrong with them. The hospital doesn't know what is going to have to happen. Like, I feel like there's cases where they, in good faith, don't know.
Totally. And it just becomes, this is where actuaries come in, the law of large numbers. If one person comes in for that knee meniscus repair and they have some comorbidities, turns out they're in the operating room an hour longer than planned, That could be a loss for the surgery center or the hospital. But if 100 patients come in, then, you know, 90 out of 100 will follow a similar cost structure.
Uh-huh. And so they should be able to promise to charge some average rate that over time is the right price at which they can run their business at a profit.
Yeah, and that's happening in some places, but it needs to happen in more to create that kind of coverage of the market like we've discussed.
Okay, so that's one. What's the other?
The other is pretty much the same problem, but more at a B2B level. How do we create a binding, easy to reconcile payment between the insurance company and the hospital? Because that's where a lot of the waste happens in healthcare, is the billing and claim adjudication mumbo jumbo that goes on between those two entities.
That's way more than with patients, right? Presumably the vast amount of money in healthcare is not going from a patient's wallet to the hospital. It's going from the insurance company to the hospital.
Yeah. The lion's share of the waste here that affects our GDP and our premiums and our salaries is coming through that B2B transaction.
And so tell me about, like, in a way, it's surprising. I mean, if you know about healthcare, it's kind of not surprising, but sort of naively, it's surprising because you would think, oh, insurance companies are giant and hospitals are giant and they do so many of these procedures. What's the problem there?
I'll give you an example. Hopefully that helps.
Yeah.
Often, if you go in for that knee meniscus repair, a few other things might happen. They might clear out some other cartilage. At the end of the day, you might end up with three different procedures built on your claim. And if there's any issue with the claim, then what you end up with are people like me in the last 10 years, well, we'll go through and data mine and find those discrepancies and charge a fee and sort of push these reconciliations back and forth for years after the fact.
So just to be clear, what you wind up with is the hospital and the insurance company negotiating on like a case-by-case basis. People at both places getting paid to, it's kind of like going to court. They're not going to court, but they're arguing over like, did you do this one procedure on this one patient this one day? That's what you're talking about.
It's exactly that. And what ends up is this really long, honestly, years-long process where these case-by-case reconciliations are happening.
Which is wildly expensive, right? And we end up paying for that in our health insurance premiums.
Huge industry.
And we don't benefit from that. Like, it would be great to get rid of that. It would be an efficiency gain that would lower healthcare prices.
Yeah.
So how do you get rid of that super costly back and forth? That's a good big problem. How do you get rid of that?
That's the hard thing, I guess, is this is an industry that's slow to adopt new software. They're set in their ways. It's very difficult. I think that's one of our biggest problems ahead of us if we want to simplify this payment in healthcare, is you can't just build that future solution, but you got to build the steps to get there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big part of what our team's working on.
Baby steps. So what's the middle ground? I get the end is it's just software and there's no people whose job is arguing over my knee repair, right? But what's the step between here and there?
The middle ground for both of those problems, you know, the patient payment and the B2B payment, is enabled by this new law that takes effect essentially in 2023. We're still waiting for guidance, and it's a piece of no surprises, the No Surprises Act. Okay. And you mentioned it earlier that says you are entitled to a good faith estimate in advance of care.
Okay.
And if that estimate of your cost share ends up being off by a certain amount, $400, the amount currently proposed, then you as a patient have recourse to reconcile that and to argue it, dispute it.
Meaning you might not be on the hook.
You might not be on the hook for the big bill that you were sent.
And so that presumably gives everybody in the system an incentive to come up with a number in advance and stick to it and not argue about it after.
Exactly.
Let me ask you one. There's kind of a subtext here for me. I mean, really what we're talking about is bringing market forces to bear on healthcare to make healthcare more efficient and better, which makes sense in a certain way of thinking. I do wonder, I mean, clearly there are a lot of things where the market works great. It does seem like healthcare is a place where there are a bunch of reasons to think market forces might not work great, even if we set up the market better, right? Patients are scared, they trust their doctor, it's intermediated by insurance. And so I don't know if this question is like too big, but does it even make sense to try and make the market work in healthcare?
I would argue by saying that the consumer can decide if this is worth it for them to make a change. So an example is, if you love your doctor and you care about your health or your family member's health, it is your right to decide if that is worth more to you, and maybe the drive to get there is worth more to you than the $5,000 you can save. And so maybe what the market forces in healthcare, how they differ, is just that it will take more for there to be a change of the consumer decision or the purchaser decision than it does in other industries.
Right. It's not like an airline where if like one airline is $25 less, like sure, I'll fly on that airline. It's not
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. There's a bunch of qualitative things that come in around if you trust your doctor, if you feel you're cared for, that make it a slightly different market, but not entirely.
In a minute, the lightning round, including, among other things, how to talk to your doctor about how much something is going to cost. How do you create present and future value? Cross Country Consulting is a leading provider of specialized finance, operations, and technology advisory services. As a trusted advisor to Fortune 500 companies, emerging growth market leaders, and private equity sponsors, the firm solves today's most pressing challenges and creates present and future enterprise value with tailored, integrated solutions for accounting, risk, technology-enabled transformation, and transactions. They are a distinctly different type of advisory firm, founded on a core set of values and an unwavering commitment to creating a better experience for their people. Their unique culture enables them to attract and retain the best talent in the industry, who, in turn, provide exceptional service to their clients. Working as a strategic partner and collaborative part of your team, Cross Country helps you see around corners to generate value for your business. Headquartered in Washington, D.C., Cross Country has employees across the United States and in strategic international locations. The future-ready business, in sight and within reach. Go to crosscountry-consulting.com to learn more. Think of some of the classic partners in business. Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, maybe. Also, you and Shopify.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. There are key moments, critical turning points in every business, and Shopify can be there to help you. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/problem. Go to shopify.com/problem now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/problem. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you're a small business owner, listen up. Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're actually choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers. They do everything from hyper-targeting best fit prospects through campaign optimization. Upswell Marketing's unique approach includes direct mail, search engine marketing, and social media ads, and has fueled more than 10,000 small business success stories. Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no-obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies. Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com.
That's the end of the ads. Now we're going back to the show.
Okay, almost done. Last thing we're going to do is a lightning round.
Great.
What's another domain where pricing is opaque that would benefit from more transparency?
Well, you know, this is interesting, but I've had price transparency as a Google alert for years, and I have seen the other industries where this is a hot topic: cattle, agriculture, and foreign currencies, foreign exchange markets.
Huh.
Yeah. It is. It's like a recurring thing. Those three things come up. So
agriculture, meaning like wheat or what? Like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, various produce. And I've corroborated this by asking a few friends in those industries, like, hey, I keep getting these alerts. Is this a problem? And they're like, oh, yeah, you should fix that once you fix healthcare.
Good. Those are not three I would ever have guessed. So that's interesting. Do you think you might fix those once you fix healthcare?
No, I think what's more reasonable is there are other countries that have a very similar problem where private insurance and providers follow the same kind of archetype that we do in the US, that I'd be curious, you know, like 10 years down the road, if some of the stuff could work in other countries.
Uh-huh. So not doing something else in the US, but doing healthcare pricing in other countries.
Exactly.
From working in healthcare pricing and revenue, what have you learned about pricing and negotiation that's helpful to you, you know, personally, say, in other domains?
In other domains?
Yeah. Like, are you really good when you, like, go to buy a car or, you know?
I honestly, it's not another domain, but I can help anybody in my family and myself know the price of care in advance. Because right now, in healthcare, it takes a lot to figure it out. So like one superpower is that I feel like I'm able to navigate costs in healthcare maybe before other people are quite ready.
Did you get a lot of like calls from your family?
All the time. I just walk through like, hey, here's the best, worst case scenario for you to plan for. And here's some things to ask your doctor as you're going through that process.
Yeah, it's weird. When you ask doctors about pricing, often they don't want to talk about it, in my experience, or they don't know.
Yeah. So the way you ask a doctor about pricing is less how much does this cost and more of, do I really need this right now? Or could this wait 5 days for me to go to that, you know, imaging center or somewhere else to get this done?
Uh-huh. That's a good tip. You snuck a tip in. And
yeah,
I appreciate
snuck
it.
A tip.
If everything goes well, what's a problem you'll be trying to solve in 5 years?
If everything goes well, so for us, what that means is that it's as easy to know the price of healthcare as it is buying a toaster on Amazon. If everything goes well, the next problem is really making sure we have all the right data in front of the patient. So not just price, but the quality is still a big issue. Accessibility. So, hey, can I have this in 3 days or do I have to wait 2 months? And so there's all these other, we call them like pillars of the healthcare value proposition that we want to tackle, and price is just where we're starting.
Chris Severn is the co-founder and CEO of Turquoise Health. Just a quick note, this show, What's Your Problem, is going to take a 2-week hiatus. We will be back on Thursday, September 29th with more shows. Today's show was produced by Edith Ruscello. It was edited by Robert Smith and engineered by Amanda K. Wong. I'm Jacob Goldstein, and we'll be back later this month. How do you create present and future value? As a leading provider of specialized finance, operations, and technology advisory services for Fortune 500 companies, emerging growth market leaders, and private equity sponsors, Cross-Country Consulting solves today's most pressing challenges and creates present and future enterprise value. With tailored, integrated solutions for accounting, risk, technology-enabled transformation, and transaction solutions, Cross-Country works as a strategic partner and collaborative part of your team. The future-ready business, insight and within reach. Go to crosscountry-consulting.com to learn more.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Upswell Marketing would like to remind you that when customers choose your small business, they're really choosing you. So focus on super serving your existing customers and let Upswell handle the pipeline generation of new leads and customers.
Upswell specializes in developing customized direct response campaigns and is now offering a no-obligation free assessment of your current marketing strategies.
Not to mention, new customers also receive 15% off their first order when they mention that they heard about Upswell on this podcast. For more information, visit upswellmarketing.com. That's upswellmarketing.com.